Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Gov cracks me up. He comes in here, and I swear, we went from 16-team conferences to now
he's
talking.
Where we sit this morning.
To now 20, 24. He goes, guys, what if there are two 32-team conferences? So I said, you know what, Gov? Why don't you map this out on a whiteboard? Draw all the lines, yep. Get the dry erase markers out.
I'm going Steve Kornacki.
Exactly. Before the end of the show, we'll sprinkle in how you think this ultimately lands. But that's a question for everybody, right? 248-539-9797. It's not going to stop with USC and UCLA to the Big Ten.
I don't want to muddy this thing up too much. Because I think once we start getting so detailed and geeky, like I thought the one text we had about Notre Dame's, that's a great talking point. Where do they go? What's the end number here? What's the end game? And I think an important thing to find out right now. So I'll ask you guys, and I think your answer is yes. Are the Big Ten and SEC talking behind closed doors?
They have to be.
Dividing territory?
They have to be, because when all of this realignment is happening, and I'm a dereliction of duty here. I did not look up when the SEC TV contract is up. But I mentioned, you know, travel. At some point, that will become a part of this. So if the SEC and the Big Ten are talking, there may be a program or two that is currently in the Big Ten footprint, which now goes, you know, East Coast to West Coast, or a team or two that is in the SEC conference right now that may switch sides and be a member of the Big Ten or vice versa, be a part of the SEC. And it's also going to come down to how much money is out there. What are networks and streaming services willing to pay? So if it, for example, and I think it's 26 that the SEC TV contract, I'll confirm that, but I think
so
it's...
So I did bring up something here. It is saying 2033-34.
For the SEC?
Yes, this new Disney ESPN contract. Obviously, I don't see any technical outs. My belief on this, John, in the end is, look, if they want to create this whole huge thing with the new CFP probably in 2025 and get this thing completely settled by 2025, I'm a believer in TV contracts can be rewritten, reworked for a better end game. You know, it's kind of the same thing like, just with athletes in general, or the whole premise of you can't trade somebody if you're stuck with anybody. Anything can happen if you really, really want it to happen.
Right.
So I think you can throw a lot of that. Like, if there's a greater amount of money, things can be restructured.
Money will solve all problems.
Because Disney and ESPN are going to be a part of this new mega thing, whatever it ends up being.
There's a lot of moving parts here. I mean, financially, with the TV networks, the conferences, the teams themselves... John, I do want you to answer that ticket text we got about Notre Dame, specifically their program, which has been so resistant to join a conference. If this goes the way people are expecting, where you have the Big Ten and the SEC as the two predominant conferences, whether that's at 16, 20, 24, or however many teams, does Notre Dame get absorbed into one of those, or do they play stubborn, resistant Notre Dame?
No, they won't be able to. And money will dictate that. There's going to be so much more money to be a part of either the Big Ten or the SEC that it will be financially irresponsible for Notre Dame to continue to say, we're going to do things our way. We're going to remain independent. Because I do believe that they'll end up with 24-team conferences. And if you end up with 24-team conferences, your schedule it's already hard enough for Notre Dame as an independent to schedule a 12-game season, BYU to schedule a 12-game season, that especially now that USC is in, Michigan, Michigan State, Purdue, you already have built-in rivals in terms of just geography that it would be financially irresponsible for them to say, we're going to re-up with NBC for whatever number that is, but the contract for the new Big Ten or the contracts for, you know, talking behind closed doors, the combination of SEC and Big Ten is going to be, the payout will be so much that they cannot stay out of a conference anymore, and it will be the Big Ten.
It should be the Big Ten, especially now with the connection to USC. They can preserve that rivalry. They can still play Purdue, Michigan, Michigan State. They can get most of their traditional rivals. And if the Big Ten expands to include a team like Stanford, it only makes it an easier decision for Notre Dame. Financially, the Big Ten was set to get about $1 billion before adding USC and UCLA, Los Angeles, to a conference that has Chicago and New York. This conference is going to get well north of $1 billion. It may approach two, depending on how many teams they add. And Notre Dame certainly only sweetens the pot for the Big Ten, because that's the question too, Tom. When you add a team, the juice has to be worth the squeeze. I'm only going to add members to this thing that add TV markets and brand that increase the payout for everybody who's already in. Because when they add a 17th and 18th team, they have to divide by 18. So you need to add worthwhile members. And I do want to pose that question in the 7 o'clock hour. Who are the Big Ten's biggest targets moving forward? But, Tom, go ahead.
I was just going to say, the reason I asked the SEC, Big Ten, are they in cahoots behind closed door? I really think it's unknown right now. I think the smart thing would be that they are working together to do the better for both long term and basically get a monopoly on the CFP with 24 teams, get the best 24 programs / markets involved here, and leave everybody behind. I told you guys before the show, the ultimate end game, I think, should be, if this is all about money, then you're leaving people out, right? You're leaving out these other 30-plus teams because you don't care. Because it's all about money. You've got all the power programs. You got a few sprinkled in that aren't so powerful, but they're in big markets. Like I think there's if the Big Ten goes and gets Baylor, you've just acquired the fourth biggest market in the country. So now you're in the top four with Los Angeles, Chicago, New York, and Houston.
And nobody would think Baylor is Big Ten, but people need to get that idea out of their head
now. Two huge benefits of Baylor. Number one, you're getting the Big Ten network into Texas. Number two, you're recruiting in Texas better. Number three, you're in the fourth biggest market in the country media-wise. I mean, those are three sexy things. And then you throw in a Notre Dame. I feel, guys, and I want to know if our listeners like this. What if the ultimate end game is the basically 24 teams, two 12-team conferences? You are creating the college/Saturday version of the NFL. You're creating basically an NFC-AFC where those TV packages cross over, where they show games. You're maximizing TV revenue. Would people like that? And ultimately, those are the 24 teams that would compete for the playoff. You're probably looking at half those teams, and you get your 12-team playoff.
Yeah, and for the ones that are going to be excluded, nobody's really going to care other than the alumni of that school, the fans locally of that school, and it sounds very callous, but those programs are not competing for national titles now. So
the reason I asked the 32-team thing per thing, college football has always had a way of getting in the way of itself. They rejected the playoff for so long. They've screwed up and malingered here with this whole realignment thing when they could have taken care of this, 8 to 10 years ago. They always seem to get in their own way. And that's why they always come back and say, oh, well, we can't leave anybody behind. And I guess the unknown here is if it's all about greed, then they leave schools like North Carolina, North Carolina State behind.
Oh, yeah. And unfortunately, at least in the realm of football, they will be left behind.
Are you on board with all this? This is seismic stuff for college football. It's 97.1.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
we really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.